This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
6 Minute English
from BBCLearningEnglish.com.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil.
And I'm Beth.
Maybe the only good thing about COVID lockdowns was the return of wildlife to our towns and cities. Birds, foxes and deer were seen in the streets close to people's homes.
Of course, rubbing shoulders with animals, spending time with them, is amazing. But imagine a hungry African elephant stumbling into your garden and eating your prize vegetables. How would you stop it? It sounds unlikely, but that's exactly the problem faced by farmers in Africa.
Yes, as human populations increase, while natural habitats decline, people and animals are increasingly being forced to compete for space. Wild animals can endanger humans when they break into their farms for food or water. And people might be forced to attack or even kill these animals to defend their homes.
This situation, known as human-wildlife conflict, is becoming more frequent. But in this programme, we'll be hearing about ingenious farmers in Kenya who are keeping their food safe from hungry wild animals. And as usual, we'll be learning some useful new vocabulary.
But first, I have a question for you, Beth. Weighing around 6 tons, a fully grown African elephant needs to eat a lot every day. But how much exactly? Is it A, 50 kilograms of food per day, B, 100 kilograms of food per day, or C, 150 kilograms of food per day?
I'll guess an elephant eats 150 kilos of food a day.
OK, Beth, we'll find out if that's the right answer at the end of the programme. Victor Ndombi is food security officer for the wildlife charity Save the Elephants. Victor works at Tsavo National Park in Kenya, where he's often faced with wild elephants breaking into farms for food and water. Here's Victor explaining more to Michael Koloki, reporter for BBC World Service programme People Fixing the World.
The conflict usually varies. What we experience here is during the crop season, that is the rainy season, that's where we usually have the crop raids. The elephants usually come here, lots of them, and they crop raid on the crops.
Can I ask you, Victor, where do these elephants come from?
So they come from those private ranches, national parks, and they come to this community. They are looking for where there is green pastures. So they come to this community where we have these nutritious foods, you know, elephants love maize, beans, and that is the crop that farmers here usually farm. So they come and eat those crops here and also looking for water.
Victor sounds very calm about this. It's just a way of life for the people out here. But elephants do spell big trouble for farmers. A fully grown male elephant can weigh the same as 6 cars on top of each other. It's easy to see how they can destroy crops and livelihoods.
Victor works in a national park, a large area of land which is protected by the government because of its natural beauty, plants or animals. He explains that the elephants raid crops like maize and beans from farmers in the park. To raid means to suddenly attack a place and steal from it.
these crop raids have become more frequent because elephants are desperate to find water and because the park lacks money to fix broken fences which keep wild animals out. Victor says the raids have become a way of life, an activity that has become a regular thing in people's lives, rather than something that happens only occasionally.
That's no problem if it's a fox in your rubbish bin, but African elephants are as big as 6 cars on top of each other, and this spells trouble for the farmers. If something spells trouble, it suggests that there may be problems in the future.
Fortunately, there's an unusual solution that's got people buzzing. Bees. Ancient Kenyan folklore says that elephants are scared of bees. That's right. Elephants, the world's biggest land mammal, are scared of an insect the size of your thumbnail.
Victor's team install beehive fences to protect farmers' crops. Real bees work best, but even a recording of bees angrily buzzing is enough to keep the elephants away. Better yet, the bees also pollinate plants and even produce honey. It's good news for the farmer, but I have to feel a little sorry for the elephants.
Yes, especially because they need to eat so much. I think it's time to reveal the answer to my question, Beth.
You asked me how much food an elephant eats per day, and I guessed it was 150 kilograms.
And that was the correct answer. Well done. A fully grown African elephant needs 150 kilograms of food per day. OK, let's recap the rest of the vocabulary we've learned in this program about human-wildlife conflict, a phrase describing harmful encounters between humans and wild animals.
If you rub shoulders with someone, you meet them and spend time together.
To raid means to suddenly attack a place and steal something.
A national park is a large area of a country which is protected by the government because of its natural beauty, plants or animals.
If you describe an activity as a way of life, you mean that it's become a common or regular event for someone, rather than something that happens only occasionally.
And finally, when something spells trouble, it suggests that there may be problems coming in the future. Once again, our 6 minutes are up. Goodbye for now.
Bye.
6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.